The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've had a lot of discussion tonight in regards to police brutality, violence, cops murdering people and getting away with it, all the way down to prohibition, because it was the ridiculous prohibitive tax, not outright prohibited, but as a prohibitive level of taxation being imposed upon cigarettes in New York City that, of course, led to Eric Garner being there selling them in the first place. Because if cigarettes were $6-$5 a pack in New York City, it really probably wouldn't be worth most people's while to go and sell them on the streets because, you know, that's not an outrageous price for a pack of cigarettes, but $15 a pack is going to send buyers looking for other options.
Right.
And so, anyway, this guy ended up getting murdered by a cop. Now the cop hasn't been indicted. That led to a conversation about prohibition in general, specifically alcohol prohibition. Today, the 5th of December, when we're doing this program, is the 81st. The 81st anniversary of the end of alcohol prohibition. So, yay, that's a little bit of good news. Unfortunately, prohibition continues on unabated in other categories. There are a number of things that are prohibited in our lives, and it's not just drugs. You know, that's the obvious one. Yeah, that's a huge prohibition.
There's those little magnetic balls that are fun to play with.
Those are now illegal.
You can't buy anymore in the U.S.
You can
lawn darts.
Lawn darts. Are those illegal to possess or just sell?
I don't know if it's illegal to possess, but you can't buy them anymore legally.
Right. I wonder if you can legally sell them at a garage sale.
Fireworks are illegal
in a lot of states.
I think there's maybe 4 or 5 that still allow them.
New Hampshire is one of those, but there are even some restrictions on fireworks in New Hampshire, from what I understand.
Certain kinds, yeah.
So, you know, fireworks, also, of course, there's obviously drugs, but also prostitution. That's another service that is illegal in almost all of the states, and even in some parts of Nevada where it is legal, it's still, you know, illegal in
it's
other
places. It's illegal in the city of Las Vegas.
That's correct. Is it the county that Vegas is in, or is it just the city?
I don't recall.
I believe it's the county. I think you have to go outside of that county in order to access the Bunny Ranch and things like that. But again, I could be wrong. If you're in Nevada and you want to correct us, feel free. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But there are all kinds of things that are prohibited. It's prohibited to do business without a license in most places. And that includes all kinds of different businesses. Now, from what I understand, in New Hampshire, there aren't as many licenses in order to do business. So New Hampshire is one of the lesser regulated states as far as licensure is concerned.
Right. You can have a farm stand and make a certain amount of money without a license.
In New Hampshire?
In New Hampshire. But, you know, the way they define farm stand is kind of ambiguous, and now there's a bill to further define farm stand.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if they're going to expand the definition or, you know, broaden it or, you know, narrow it.
You never know until it gets out of committee, right? That's
You don't know until they actually sign off on the legislative service request and it gets a bill number, and then they release the text of the proposal.
Sure, but it could even be changed once it gets up for discussion. You know,
right. It could be changed on the House floor when it's going up for a vote.
I tend to shy away from reporting on what could be as far as legislation is concerned, because there's all kinds of crazy nonsense proposed in every state of in the United States. And, you know, you can't spend – I don't think you should spend much time worrying about all of that, because a lot of it won't go through. I mean, even in some of the more statist places, some crazy legislation still doesn't go through. So,
right. But
be careful.
We are in New Hampshire, and every bill will wind up having a hearing.
Which is a good thing, right?
Which is a good thing. So it is important to know what is going to wind up having a hearing.
Sure. But not so important for people outside of New Hampshire. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So whether you want to talk about prohibition or the police violence that continues to be a problem, people are protesting about it, but, you know, what good does that really do? What will these protests lead towards? Well, there's another story that I believe Daryl, you've got the story about police cameras from the Center for Stateless Society. They are speaking out apparently against police body cameras.
The title is Police Should Be On, Not Behind Cameras.
Let's find out what that has to say here in a moment, but first to your calls and thoughts. Mark is listening in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, say, I was watching on YouTube on these two particular police brutalities that come to mind. One was of a guy, you know, he's got like a kind of a mohawk, and they slam his head up against the wall, and there's blood on the wall, and then this other lady, they push into a cell, and, you know, across the bridge of her nose or something, and she's just bleeding all over the floor.
Oh, and, I've seen that one. It's horrible.
Yeah.
The young lady.
Yeah, It made me cringe watching this, and I don't know why. I can't for the life of me figure out why.
Why it makes you cringe?
No. Why these things aren't at the front as opposed to, you know, this Eric. I mean, I realize that, you know, this is in the news, but, like, these ones, to me, they stick out so much more. They're so much more, you know, violent and...
Well, Garner died. The girl in the cell that you're talking about, I think, lived through that. So there's...
Right. I think it, like, broke her nose and broke out most of her front teeth.
She was in bad shape.
And
no
I do remember that was in the news.
But that was, like, what, a year ago or something? I mean, that's that's not a fresh video. And there's so many that are fresh. I mean, there's always, you know, next week we're going to have 10 new ones. I mean, it's crazy. And those are just the ones that get caught on video.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I guess I listen to a lot of talk radio just to jabber at myself while I work all day, but I see all these, you know, these things that are, you know, it seems like they're buried, I guess I should say, you know, as opposed to, you know, does it make mainstream news only when the person dies, or, I mean, what's the criteria of, you know... I guess I'm getting at, is there a conspiracy here or something? I don't know.
Well, and it depends on how you define mainstream news. It depends on if you are referring to, you know, it gets mentioned in passing at the end of, like, a CNN report on police brutality. And then I always have to wonder the question of if something gets reported on, quote unquote, too much, people say, well, they're trying to focus on this and, you know, make you, you know, not pay attention to something else that's going on. And if it doesn't get reported on enough, then they say, well, they're trying to bury it. Mm. So I'm going to ask you the question, since you've called in, Mark, how much should something be reported on so that it's not being over-reported or buried?
Oh, God, I have no idea. I mean, I guess my thought there is it seems like there's more brutality that's, you know, not seen mainstream than there is on the nightly news, which, you know, I can see that. But, you know, where they broke this poor lady's nose, you know, and this guy that was obviously, well, I guess, I don't know, but he looked pretty intoxicated and stuff like that. You know, maybe it's just the news cycle and where we're at in the news cycle following Ferguson. I guess.
So here's what I think. I'll just go ahead and speculate here. I think that what's happened in the last several months has been that the news, the mainstream media, has not been able to ignore this stuff as easily, and that's partially because there are protests going on. So the protest, while I generally am not a huge fan of it as a form of activism, I don't oppose them, and I will participate in them. I just don't think they're the most effective thing someone can do, but they are something that people can do, and when people do it in enough of a numbers and consistently over time, it will generate news coverage. So I think that the fact that there's, you know, there's some more level of outrage recently has led to more news coverage, which could lead to more outrage, whereas usually the news tries to brush this stuff under the rug.
Oh, I see. So I
that's
mean,
my answer for you.
Yeah, I guess I was, you know, I guess I'll finish with, I'm thinking through this while we're speaking, I guess. So,
well, so kinda, thank you, Mark, for your call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about prohibition or murderous cops, those are the couple of the topics we've discussed here so far tonight. And you can join us via Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm on this 81st anniversary of the end of alcohol prohibition. Of course, you can take control here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. And it's the holiday season. Tis the season for gift giving and buying. And, you know, you may be wondering, what do you get the kids in your life? I mean, yeah, okay, there's the obvious money, which, yeah, that's always a good idea. But what about something that's educational and fun? I know it's hard to get those two things in the same package together, but I think you can manage it with In Freedom's Cause. It's actually audio theater. It's played out on the screen of your mind. And it's got big-name actors like Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings, Skendar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia, and James Cosmo of Braveheart. And like Braveheart, this is the story of William Wallace. But unlike Braveheart, this one's historically accurate. The kids in your life will love it. It's got a study guide, and it's a crash course in the struggle for freedom. Go to infreedomscause.com. There's a special offer for listeners of Free Talk Live. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll get the family four-pack, which, from what I understand, actually has four copies of this In Freedom's Cause audio theater. So you get four copies for half off using our coupon code FTL at infreedomscause.com. I've listened to the entirety of it, and it was pretty entertaining. I've got to say, it was well produced. The Foley was very good. The sound effects, the voice acting was good, and the music was, you know, very cinematic. So check it out for yourself at infreedomscause.com. Don't forget coupon code FTL. As we go to Gary, listening in West Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live. Gary.
Yes, sir. I was wondering if either one of you gentlemen was aware of the killing in Ferguson here recently. This young man, he's 32 years old. I heard this on another news talk show, but he was 32 years old, had his fiancée with him. And he was going through town. Four men of color stopped him, beat the car with hammers. He got out to confront him. They killed this young man with hammers. Now, why didn't this, have y'all heard anything about this, or are you aware of the story?
Who killed him with hammers?
It was three black gentlemen, and they said a Hispanic. And this young man got out just to confront him. They killed him with hammers. And they went to the city and all this, and they said it was not a hate crime. I'm just wondering why this story has not got as much publicity as the others.
Well, I don't know.
Anywhere,
I mean,
have you heard of it?
No, I've not heard of it.
I have not.
When did this happen?
But you're not saying there was police involved in this. This was just people killing people.
No, there was not police involved in it, but the police were aware of it, and they're not wanting to call it a hate crime. And if it's not a hate crime, what is it? It's just not blown up as much as the others. And I don't know
what a hate crime is. By the way, I got to let you go, Gary. Your phone, it's all really hard to understand you, but thank you for the call tonight. I don't really agree with the idea of a hate crime. The concept.
I would say that any crime against another human being is a hate crime.
Right. I just the idea behind a hate crime is that if you say you hate someone or insult their person in some way, you know, you don't like their hair color or their skin color or their sexual orientation or whatever, if you make some sort of indicator that there's something about the person who you're in the process of killing or harming that you don't like, that somehow that makes the crime worse. That because you've got eye makeup on the Danica, that, you know, I hate makeup. So therefore, if I were to attack you physically, that would somehow be a more violent or dangerous or, somehow it's a worse crime because the person has expressed some level of hatred for the victim. And I just think that's ridiculous.
This is where I just say haters gonna hate you.
Exactly.
So I just did a web search for man killed by hammer in Ferguson, and it comes up with about 9 million results. So there's definitely stories out there about it. I don't think you could say that it's being buried or not reported on. Mm-hmm. The top couple of results are from Fox News, then a couple stories from CNN, and a couple of other outlets.
When did this happen?
That's just on the front page. These stories are all from like 4 and 5 days ago.
So oh, okay. So pretty recent.
But the reason why a story like that, as awful as it is, doesn't get as much coverage, maybe, you know, nationally perhaps, as much coverage as the cop killings, is because cop killings are more newsworthy. I mean,
right.
Yeah, it's true that they happen more often probably now that we're aware of them due to the maybe they're not happening more often. We're just maybe more aware of them because of, you know, the fact that we've got the internet and we can easily do searches.
Yeah, we have cameras, we have YouTube, we have most people have an easy access to show this evidence.
Right, there's a lot more availability of this information, but it's just more noteworthy when a police officer kills somebody because the police, you know, they purport to be your protectors. So on one hand, you've got them claiming to be protecting and serving. On the other hand, they're squeezing the life out of people. So,
literally.
Yeah. So that's why, to me, that it's more newsworthy. What do you guys think?
I completely agree.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, we, you know, how many people have grown up with these stories of, oh, you know, look at the nice police car. He's going to help you, you know, cross the crosswalk, and you know, he's going to direct traffic for you, and all, you know, and all these other great things that they do. And you know, like I said, we grew up with these supposed, you know, honor our boys in blue, honor our, you know, the blue and gold, and you know, now we're seeing that these people really aren't here to protect you. They're here to enforce laws, and sometimes that means beating the crap out of you.
You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, because what do you want? I mean, do you want national coverage of every murder? I mean, every time somebody gets beaten with a hammer, should that be nationally covered? I mean, murders happen all over the United States, all around the world, especially in larger cities. I mean, these are not uncommon things to occur, and I'm sure beatings with a hammer are just one of a variety of different ways in which those acts are engaged in, and I imagine some of them are more horrifying than that. So should it be that only the more horrifying murders are the ones that are covered, where, you know, if it's just a gunshot to the head, that, you know, that's kind of typical, maybe. Maybe it needs to be something more, you know, sick. Or I'm not saying that that's not sick,
right,
but you know what I mean? Like a butchering, a decapitation, something like that, a, you know, multiple
or
stabbings.
Or violence against a woman. You know, it tends to see if it happens with, you know, races involved or women, or it just seems like there's just much more attention drawn to it.
Well, there's also a certain narrative, I guess you could argue, that some mainstream media has, and so that's why a story about a black cop or a white cop shooting a black person is more attractive to certain people in the mainstream media, whereas, again, I agree with what Eric Garner's daughter said, that, you know, this is a power issue, and this is government agents, the police, using force against people who otherwise should be left alone. They weren't harming anybody else. So, you know, you can't put all of the murders in the United States on the national news. You
right.
Would
it would be
the national
impossible.
News. That would be all you would be reporting on, is the various different murders out there. Or whatever the reasons were for them. 855-450-FREE. And there's more cop killings than can possibly be reported on national news. So only some of them can get the play in the headlines.
And only some of them are recorded, too.
And if you want to see more of it, then just go to copblock.org, follow their Facebook page, and there's countless examples. Eventually, you'll get pretty sick of it. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free to take control of the airwaves, whether you want to talk about prohibition or police abuse or anything else that happens to be on your mind. Just bring it up. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. What about police cameras? We can talk about that on the way. The folks over at the Center for Stateless Society have an opinion piece, and Daryl will share some of that with us. With you in studio, you've got Ian,
Daryl,
and Annika.
And if you care about online privacy, you really need to know about ProXPN. It's a global virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data. That means that your internet service provider will no longer know what it is you're doing online as soon as you start using ProXPN. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started. Download their free software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, and Android devices. Linux users, setup's a little different for you, but it's pretty simple to get rolling with Linux. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can start there, but when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent,
and get past regionally blocked websites with their premium account. Plus, there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You get that premium account at a sweet discount by using code FTL50. FTL stands for Free Talk Live, and the 50 stands for 50% off the price of their annual account. That brings the price down to around $5 a month, which is a great deal. But if you want an even better price, pay with Bitcoin for the annual account, and you'll save 62% when you use code FTLBTC. So there's two codes, one for those of you without Bitcoin, that's FTL50, and for those of you with Bitcoin, FTLBTC. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. As we continue here, we'll talk more about the idea of police cameras, body-mounted cameras. These have been proposed now as high up as the White House. So this is an idea being pushed, and normally if politicians are pushing an idea, it's usually a bad one. So is the idea of police cameras now being pushed by the top dog politician in the United States, is that a bad idea just because it's being promoted by the state? I'd like to get into the story, but we've actually got James on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Hello, James.
Yes, commentators better known for parroting the bromide that a prosecutor can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich.
A what? A ham what?
I'm speaking of you. You and your accomplices.
Yeah, you slurred your speech a little bit. I was just trying to understand what you said there. A ham
it's
what?
Skype.
I'm pretty
you
sure.
You all got berserk one. You all seem to be a tad bit berserk that the sandwich on offer was a white cop in the... And the grand jury refused to fight. But, Ian, are you with me?
I'm right here. I'm not with you, but I'm right here.
Donica, if you want a good laugh,
it's
by the
Danica.
Way, check out Stefan Molyneux on the YouTube tube, get down to one Michael Brown's crap lyrics. That is a riot, I guarantee you.
I'm sure
but
it is.
Speaking of the truth... Speaking about the truth about Ferguson, Ian, not that you actually care.
I don't claim to know what the truth is, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I know that
were you
Darren
there?
Wilson, I know that Darren Wilson, because he was attacked, Michael Brown paid for it with his life. Michael Brown, as the autopsy proves, that he certainly didn't put his hands up and was certainly not shot dead in the back, running away from a cop. That is a fact. Just as the jury that is multiracial, you cannot suggest that they're racist as well, unless they hate their own, for not indicting.
I didn't suggest that.
Cop. No, you haven't. No, of course you haven't. You have used the racist word earlier in the show in context of Ferguson and Darren Wilson. Having been given $500,000 by people that think that he was crucified in the media by the likes of people like Ian Freeman, Daryl W.P.U. Perry, and accomplices like Danica, who don't care about the truth, but are so anti-statist. It's not funny.
Oh, yeah.
It's pathology that you suffer from, Freeman. No, it's not funny. You don't care about the truth. You have these ridiculous anarchist. If everybody, you're like, just like I've said before, you're the New Hampshire version of the Islamic Free State Project.
The
you
Islamic
know you're right.
Free State Project?
Is there such a thing?
You're the New Hampshire version of it. You know you're right, you have your principles, and everybody else that doesn't agree with you is a statist, like you want. Speaking of name-calling, labeled me after you dumped my call because all I did was ask the silent type right next to you all of a sudden, where does he live? And he wouldn't dare answer that because it was in context of him having to pay his registration like everybody else that is a grown man does.
Pay his registration? What kind of
his car registration.
I'm pretty sure he's driving a registered car.
Daryl W.P. Perry knows what I'm talking about right now because this conversation only happened a couple of months ago, and I don't think he smokes as – well, maybe he does smoke more dope than you. Maybe that's why
I have not seen that that transpire. But nonetheless, I mean, you know, you don't drive around for very long without having a car that's registered because men with guns will pull you over and, you know, shoot you if you don't pull over or run you physically off the road. So I haven't seen that happen to Daryl, so I'm going to presume that his registration is up to date.
Oh, really? All of a sudden? Because your neighbor narked on you, didn't you? Suggested that WPU Perry, right?
Actually, the vehicle that I was convicted of operating that was not registered, I no longer own.
So? You denied in front of the court of law that you didn't, you wouldn't tell the judge where you lived because you didn't want to pay your registration because you're such an anti-statist type that you didn't want to have to pay your registration, whatever. You stood up for a major principle.
I don't think you understand really much about the whole car registration process. I don't think Daryl even owns, I mean, Daryl, do you own that car?
The truth.
I no longer own an automobile of any kind.
He's driving a car that's registered, but he's not actually the registered owner of it.
Let's back up.
The same thing. The same thing's true with me. So you know, maybe you should try learning a thing or two before you call in making wild accusations.
Making wild accusations. Daryl W. Perry denied where he lived in front of a judge, so he didn't have to pay the formerly owned car by him or whatever.
Well, how
it was.
Do you live somewhere if you don't actually? You know, how can you live somewhere if you don't actually have a home?
Leave aside these living in a bus that's in your parking lot of your house. And that's not a home, but it is a home, but it's a bus that is a home. Okay, I just want you to tell the truth.
What's the point you're trying to make?
You don't care about the truth. You care about winning. You're like Charlie Sheen. And by the way, Prohibition, a remarkable thing about Prohibition is a supermajority of our former fellow Americans believe that people shouldn't have a right to drink alcohol. Do I think that was a disaster? Yes.
But finally, we agree on something. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Can you give some sort of analysis of what he was getting at there, Daryl?
Okay, so last November, I was pulled over for driving an unregistered vehicle and also charged with being a resident of New Hampshire without fulfilling the obligations of residency. Basically, they want me to get a New Hampshire driver's license, even though I don't have all of the documents that they want that would allow me to get that.
Mm-hmm.
So I never got that. I was convicted.
Were you ordered to get a New Hampshire driver's license?
I was not.
Okay.
I was found guilty of being a resident without fulfilling the obligations,
right.
But the judge never ordered me to get a New Hampshire driver's
That's
license.
That's interesting because they came after me with the same charge, dropped that charge before I went to court, and then put me up to the DMV for an administrative hearing where I was ordered to get a New Hampshire driver's license. So your results were completely different from mine.
Right. Completely different. I was convicted. Refused to pay the fine, so next weekend, I will not actually be here next Friday.
Oh.
I will be in the Keene Spiritual Retreat
That's
for
right.
3 days.
You're checking in for a little vacay.
Checking in at 2 p.m. next Friday, and it's actually going to be the first days off that I've had in probably a year and a half, 2 years or better.
Now, this is going to present an issue, Daryl. I mean, you've been recording the news 7 days a week.
For 305 days, I think.
It's almost a year now, and this is going to be your first 3-day window.
I've got somebody lined up.
You've got to fill in?
I've got to fill in.
Is his name Derek J?
His name is very certainly Derek J.
That's awesome. I'm excited that he's coming back to the news production business, because he was doing
at
it
least
before
for
you
days.
Were. We're coming up here on Free Talk Live in moments.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry, going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here in these remaining moments to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And freedomsphoenix.com is where to go to get uncovered secrets and expose lies. The readers at freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com, and you can sign up for their free daily dispatch there. Daryl W. Perry and Danica in the studio with Ian. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. You can get more of Daryl over on his website, fpp.cc. What will one find there, Daryl?
They will find daily news and commentary, weekly articles that I write. Sometimes I'll write something during the week, but generally original commentary and original content from me in written form comes out every Sunday. Mm-hmm. There's a multi-day per week podcast that I do, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, comes out Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And every Wednesday I'm doing an AMA, which is Ask Me Anything. So you literally can ask me anything. Send those emails to AMA@FPPRadio.com.
Very cool. Let's go to the phones, your calls and thoughts. If we get a chance, Daryl's going to tell us about why some people are saying police cameras Not necessarily such a good thing. Let's go first, though, to Nathan. He's in Texas. Nathan, you're on Skype.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
I wanted to follow up what Daryl was saying in the last segment. I actually looked up the requirements. I guess these are not the requirements for residency. These are the requirements for a driver's license I'm looking at. And there's at least a dozen forms of documentation listed here that they will accept. I'm curious, Daryl, is it possible that you could have gotten married and had a marriage certificate to satisfy one of the requirements? Or is there any way you could have produced documentation for those requirements?
Well, Daryl doesn't want to be a resident.
Right. One, I don't want to be a resident, and the statutes allow for that. And one must be a resident in order to get a New Hampshire driver's license.
Oh, is that the one that the columnist has residency, and then it's all things about, like, rental agreements and current check from a, you know, employer and that sort of thing?
Right. That's if you wanted to be a resident, which, you know, I think should be an option. I think it should be something that you choose for yourself.
But right. And
forced it on me.
I asked the court, is residency something that is chosen or can it be foisted upon someone?
No answer.
No answer from the court. When I asked the question of the police officer, the prosecutor said that calls for a legal conclusion. And so in like the further filing that I got to do to the court, I said, well, police officers make legal conclusions all the time.
Every time they arrest
when
you.
When they decide to give someone a ticket or arrest someone mm-hmm. for an offense. So part of their job is to make legal conclusions. And no response on that either.
So just to be clear, residency is something you apply for, and then you give them some kind of documentation, presumably
to support that claim. Yes,
typically yes. Residency is a legal term, and what it actually means legally, I don't know. You'll have to check Black's Law Dictionary or Bouvier's or whatever. But it's some sort of legal term that basically suggests that the government is, you know, that you've sort of become part of that organization, that you are part of the body politic to some extent, that whatever protections they supposedly offer that you would receive.
New Hampshire's Constitution says that if they don't reciprocate with giving you protections, then your surrender of rights is void.
It does say that, and in theory, they should also protect inhabitants as well. So I've yet to really determine what the benefit is of being a resident, because in New Hampshire, you can also be what's called an inhabitant. And the definition of resident and inhabitant are usually the same legally.
Right, except a resident declares residency in another place for any purpose.
A resident cannot declare. Well, a resident, if someone is in New Hampshire as an inhabitant who declares residency in another place, they cannot be a New Hampshire resident.
Right.
And again, why you would want to be a New Hampshire resident, I'm not really clear on that. Why you would want to be a resident anywhere, I'm not real clear, because I can't determine that residency confers any benefit, besides the fact that
there's no,
you know, the cops won't
no
attack
benefit.
You.
Yeah, if there's no benefit conferred and there's no legal requirement, then how does this come up? Do they just charge people with crimes and say, oh, if you know you don't do this, we'll charge you with a crime? Is that how it works?
Basically, they charge both of us, Daryl and I, with the same residency charge.
Right. If they know that you've been in the state for, you know, some period of days and you don't have a New Hampshire driver's license, they will charge you with this. And when I contacted the ACLU, they were actually surprised that the city wasted time and money prosecuting me.
Oh, I'm not surprised at all. You're an activist, and they are targeting, absolutely have no problem targeting activists.
Right.
No problem.
But can you be targeted again if they pull you over?
Yes. I don't think they'll need to pull him over. They could walk up to him on the street and charge him with that again if they wanted to. Like they could determine that you don't yet have a New Hampshire driver's license or whatever and come at you again with that one.
Right.
Hey, thanks for the call, Nathan. I appreciate it. Let's go on to Jared. He's in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Jared, go ahead, sir.
Hey, yeah, how's it going?
Welcome.
I've been a big fan of the show, and I generally agree with all of you guys' opinions. That's why I listen, because you seem like-minded. Just recently I've had some questions with all the stuff that's come up in Ferguson and the police and that kind of thing. You just seem very against the police, like, as a whole. Am I correct in thinking that, or or
well, I can't speak something. For Danica or Daryl, but no, I'm actually in favor of the cops going after bad guys who actually, you know, hurt other people. I'm against the police when they hurt peaceful people. What about you?
Yeah, and I remember a couple of weeks ago somebody had called in and asked the same question, and Ian, me and you both gave a very similar answer of if police were only going after people that were, you know, causing victims, then I would have no problem with them existing. And the caller said, oh, so you're anti-cop. And that's not what that's was not, said at all.
Yeah.
What was said was, I don't like that police officers are arresting people that have not harmed anyone.
I saw the video of the guy in, I think it was Georgia, that asked for the license and then just, like, opened fire. Have you seen that video?
You're talking about the so-called sovereign citizens where a man and his son shot up with, you know, some sort of...
Oh, no, this was...
a police officer shot some guy. I think it was in South Carolina. He said, it's in my truck, license. And he turned around.
Around to pick up the license, and the guy shot him. But he actually shot, like, four times. Thank God he's terrible at his job. But he struck the guy in the hip, and then the guy's like, what'd I do? And he was like, you dove in your car, bro.
I had to get my license.
We talked about that on the air. It was crazy. Danica, you were going
to
say something.
Like, that guy, he deserves to go to jail until they forget what he did. I mean...
You mean the cop deserves to go to jail in that case.
Cop. But I guess I got the impression you had just seemed very down on police as a whole. And I just, I recently got out of the military, and I was a little sensitive to that because I heard so many people badmouth the military as a whole for the terrible things they did. And I joined right before September 11th and had no interest or desire to hurt or kill anybody. But I just became tethered into this terrible situation. And you know what I mean? So when I'd see people just like demonize the military and everybody that's included in it, anyways, that's why I called, because it just seemed like you guys were sort of down on the police as a whole. And I just figured there's got to be a lot of good cops out there that just want to stop people from...
I don't think there are a lot of good cops.
Well, no. And
maybe a lot might be an exaggeration. Some, there's got to be some.
Yeah, I'm with Ian and Daryl on that. I think cops, police should go after the ones that do violate property rights, the ones that, you know, are destroying or hurting other people. I don't think cops should be going after really silly things such as someone willingly, you know, smoking a piece of grass into his body. I mean, that's just, you know, why are you wasting your time going after that?
It's easy to go after a pothead. I mean, you go and you arrest people for pot or underage drinking, and you're not usually going to be dealing with somebody who's going to attack you in, maybe in some cases the drinking, but typically if you're just harassing college students and
those
you
are revenue generating.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm right. Against cops that go after, you know, things, you know, silly things that should really just not be an issue whatsoever.
Well, that's why people don't like cops. I mean, that's why people don't trust cops. That's why people are afraid of the cops, is because they know they are out to get them. I mean, the cops are out to find reasons to put you in handcuffs. And I want to like the police. I find many of them here in the Keene area that I know, you know, on a personal level from just being out and about and doing cop blocking quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, they know you by now, Ian.
And talking with them, they all know who I am. You know, I find a lot of them very likable, like likable personalities, and I get along with them. It's just that, you know, sometimes they do stuff I don't agree with, like arresting peaceful people. So I hope that clears it up, Jared. We are out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow, and you can always call again about anything that's on your mind. We'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When a loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.